Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Thunderchats here with another word from our sponsors, BetOnline.ag. The only people that get off this time of year are pro athletes and us at BetOnline. With NFL, bowl season, and NBA in full swing over the holidays, BetOnline isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up to the second odds, news, and info. BetOnline has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Head there today to get into the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's capital letters BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunsinger at Thunder Chats. We're part of the Believe Network, and this podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Welcome, YouTube family. This is being recorded retroactively, but we're here with most of the members of the unit. We got Colin next to me. What up, Colin?
Doing good, man. Great night. We had some better performance on the half-court shots compared to last year. Mm-hmm. I think all of us hit backboard. Okay. Yeah. My father, who's over there, did not. He's over there.
We got to get that clip.
Yeah. But for the most part, we did a pretty good job, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Also, we got Moles over here, who I think was the closest. Moles, what up, brother?
Hey, not a whole lot, man. My new Thunder tattoo was tingling all night. Brought the energy. A lot of MVP chants, which means that my voice is very, very hoarse and on its way out the door. But good night. Good turnout. Very humbled by all the support we got.
Yep. Be sure to follow Moles as new at ThunderTats. So be on the lookout for that. Also joining us, we got the man, the myth, the legend, the Batman, Alex Roig. What up, Alex?
Protecting the streets of Gotham over here.
You got new and expanded Batcave with this one.
I know, man. Mm-hmm. I know. I can include people in this Batcave. So here we go.
It's not as exclusive. Yeah. And then we got over here.
Got all my super friends.
There we go. Back with the super friends. We got the one, the only. The man, the myth, the legend, the YouTube connoisseur, the tyrannical one, the cockroach connoisseur.
I thought you were going to forget it that time.
Matt Tierney in the building. What up, Tierney?
I'm good. I wasn't a fan of my half-court shot. I wish it was more online, but it's okay. We'll get him next
that
year.
That ball, man, that ball is deceiving. Like, they give it to you.
They give you the
it's
worst
tough.
Ball.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
It's
that ball
tough.
Is horrible.
I wanted one practice shot.
We got a hit, though?
Yeah, we did. Shout out Jax. He left his AirPods at the parlor last year, and he hit the half-court shot this year. So, shout out Jax.
Yeah, big trajectory up.
Yeah. We're trending up.
Yeah, next year, we don't know what's going to happen. He might get in the game next
year. Yeah, he's going to be a starter.
Right. Yep. Get him on Tuesday, man. But, yeah, guys, we watched a basketball game today. We're going to talk all about the experience that we've had with the meetup and the Top Thunder fan event. But first, there was a basketball game that was played. We actually saw two of them. I did a very brief recap. I'm not going to lie. That was like 15 minutes long. We don't got to talk about it. It was crazy. But tonight we played the Orlando Magic. We were victorious. Tierney, what was the final score of that?
The score was 112 to 100, Dylan.
112 to 100. We covered the spread thanks to my homie Alex hitting the shot on the little attack goal earlier. Shout out, Alex. Another Alex. But we're going to talk
number
about
two. What's that?
Alex
number two.
Alex number two.
What was that? We don't talk about that noise.
Can we play back that noise?
No, we don't need to play back.
Okay. I don't think he even got picked up.
They heard it.
Yeah. Absolutely heard it. We're going to talk about that with the segment we call the Single Large Item. All right, so single large item of the game. Since he came closest to hitting the shot tonight, I've got to go with my boy, Matty Moles.
Real quick, I want to say we did some media runs again. I give the MIP award to Matty Moles over here.
Let's go, Matty Moles.
When you suck as bad as I did last year, you only have room to grow and get better.
And you know what? You grew.
I there did. You go. I did a little bit. My basketball heart grew 3 sizes of the last year. I'll take the low-hanging fruit. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Shai Engel.
But the thing was, he was 0-for-3 from three-pointer, but he got a lot of three-point plays. The guy just finished strong in the paint. He missed two shots in a row from three, got pissed, got a rip, took it down, and then threw it down on the Magic on the other side. You could tell that he was pissed and that he was about to make a statement. And whenever we needed him to step up and just take over the game, he did. The game was never in doubt because we had number two on our side and they did not.
Yeah, man, he was getting back to his thieving ways tonight, too. He had 3 steals, and he was very active with his hands. He was poking balls away all over the place. I know he stripped Paolo a few times out of bounds.
Yep.
Would have been steals, but
yeah.
No, man, when he rose up for that dunk, like, I was expecting just the lay, and then he went over top of it. Just everybody stood up, just tapping their head, like, on your head, man. Like,
that almost felt like the Russell Westbrook on Clint Capella dunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
just kept on going up and up, and just left hand, and just boom.
But, yeah. Dylan almost passed out on that play, too.
I straight up, so I'm sure we're going to talk about it later on, but I'm sure you saw on Twitter, I took a nasty shot in basketball. Shout out my homie Trevin over there. I also took out his shoulder, but so I had a mild concussion probably yesterday, and so, you know, like Alex said, Shai had 6 and-1s tonight. So with probably like the fifth one, I was just screaming as loud as I could, got a massive headache, had to sit down immediately. I started seeing dots, so
we almost lost it.
Dylan is out here pushing through a brain hemorrhage right now. Yeah. That's how much he loves y'all.
He might have 3 days left.
Yeah, this is the last podcast we're ever going to record.
He's putting the pot up.
Yep.
There probably won't be a third.
Should really like and subscribe because of that.
Like and subscribe.
Because it's his last one. It's his last podcast
of Dylan.
Yeah.
Go follow the burner.
Yep. Chunder Thats. Shout out Chunder Thats.
How do I say goodbye? Yesterday.
Man, anybody else? Comment, what did you have to add about Shai, bro?
Yeah, I mean, we start MVP chants pretty much every time he went to the line, and it's, I mean, he's playing like an MVP. I know my brother over there, a Sixers fan, is going to be mad talking about this. I mean, Embiid, we'll see what the game's played looks like, but Shai is firmly right now in the top two, if you ask me, with the way we're playing. Win tonight, led by Shai, of course. Once again, had a tie for the one seed with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't know who they play next. But at one point, they lose. We've got the sole possession of the one seed. And it's not like 10 games in, 15 games in. We're almost halfway through the season. We're 38 games in with this win tonight.
Man.
We're almost there to the halfway point. And the fact that we're this far in, like, who they got next?
They play the Clippers at home tomorrow.
Play the Clippers at home. So there's a good chance tomorrow if Alex over there's team loses. Other Alex, not this Alex. Other Alex's team loses. Clippers or Thunder are the one seed in the Western Conference, and a lot of that has been Shai. I mean, we talked about the defense, the shot making. It's, if you haven't seen Shai play in person, it's ridiculous. Like, you can see on the TV the ridiculous angles and the stuff that he does, but it truly does not make sense when you watch it in person. The way that he manipulates defense is the way that it seems like there's no lane to get to the hoop. And the number of and ones, like you said six, I could have even believed it was 10. Like, all of his points came off and ones. It was, you know, pump faking, getting guys up in the air, but not just going into them, finishing through the contact. There was that one on Jalen Suggs. I think two on Jalen Suggs, actually.
Mm-hmm. Shai did the whole stanky leg on that one, bro.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Knocked like, him on his head somehow.
Yeah. Just unbelievable stuff from him. What was the final stat line that Shai had?
37 points, 13 to 20 shooting.
7-6.
Seven, six, 3 steals. I mean, everything. You know, continuing to build off his lead for steals in the NBA right now. Grabbing boards, a number of dimes, some crazy dimes he had in there. He had that one, like, wraparound dime. I don't remember who it was, too. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Shai's just one of the most complete players in the NBA right now. And it truly is kind of insane that we have him on our team. Very lucky as Thunder fans. So, yeah, shout out to the MVP.
Who would you say right now is more complete than him?
More complete than not a lot of guys. I mean, you talk about
maybe
offense
Embiid,
and defense.
I guess about the
like, Embiid, I would say Embiid is up there. You know, Shai.
Seems like it. It's just Embiid.
Those are some of the top guys. I mean, Book's gotten a lot better defensively. He's one of the more complete players. You know, Kawhi's up there as well, I would say. But
Giannis.
Yeah. When you talk about
that guy.
The guy who had 64, unfortunately. But yeah, when you talk about, like, complete players, there's not a lot of guys whose names pop up around Shai's. That's how good he's gotten on the defensive end. And you know what he can do offensively. Shooting over 50% from the field as a guard is ridiculous. He was very deserving of all the MVP chance he got tonight. So shout out to the MVP.
And he's consistent, man. Like, he's one of the most consistent players.
But tonight's 30-point game, he takes back the lead for most 30-point games in the league this season. So
shout out.
Did he lose it? Or Luka?
I think he was tied with Luka or someone else. I think the lead got tied.
Okay.
But I just saw from Thunder PR. So maybe he already had the lead, and they were just like, hey,
he had it after the Trailblazers game, but I thought Luka was out.
So yeah, Luka was out. So maybe and Embiid was out too. So he might have had it, but Thunder PR is just like, hey guys, don't forget.
Don't forget, he's got it. Yeah. Just a reminder to everybody out
just
there.
Just a reminder. So
yeah, no, shout out Shea, man. He was absolutely insane. So all right, I'm gonna go with Tierney because he hasn't got to talk a lot here. Tierney, what's your Seymour job?
We're putting him in the game.
Put you on the spot, bro.
We're in the game.
We gotta let you cook. The audience wants a rant.
I'm not gonna cook. I don't have a rant. I'm so tired. I'm so tired today. Like, I've met so many people, and I'm so grateful to everyone that I've met. There's some. What'd you say?
So this is the rant.
No, it's not. I'm saying I'm super tired. I'm like zoning out. Like on camera right now, I keep looking at that door for no reason. I'm just like zoning out when we're talking. So I'm super tired, but for a good reason, because I've had a great day, met a lot of people, but I'm going to power through. Mm-hmm. So single large item is going to be half court shots because Jalen Williams made one.
Yes,
and we were inspired to make our own after the game. It was the end of the third quarter too. So it was like the perfect little segue into the fourth quarter, getting kind of hyped up for it. So he also had a really good game too. When we got into the fourth quarter, he was doing his exact like fourth quarter J-Dub things where Shea is out and he's just like, I'm just going to take over right now. He had a couple, I think he had two or three possessions in a row where he had a nice like mid-range shot that kind of kept our lead in like 6-10 range. And then just the rest of the time, even though he didn't necessarily get like offensively in the game prior to that, he had some good like defensive possessions. He was getting some board. I don't know how many rebounds he got.
Seven, I think. Right here.
Yeah. He was getting boards, getting them early. So he was doing what he needed to do. Fourth quarter J-Dub is like the most consistent thing on planet Earth. It's great.
It's crazy. Like literally every single time. And I mean, he hit the half court shot leading into the fourth quarter. So he's a little bit early.
Perfect. This time, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Fair point.
Well, like legitimately one of the most important things on our entire team is the way that he turns up on those fourth quarters coming. Because a lot of teams, their stars go out to exit. Like, you know, a lot of teams would do that 12 and then 6 kind of rotation with their stars. When he leaves the game, a lot of other teams would struggle because they don't have a guy like Dub who was quiet most of the game until that half-court shot. I think he only had like 5 points at halftime or something like that.
Yeah.
And slowly he turned up. What did he finish with?
16.
16? Yeah. And
most of those in the fourth.
Yeah, just picking up buckets in the fourth quarter like he always does. It's a huge luxury to have as a team. Like, he's a big reason why we're so good in a lot of close games, because some teams would come back and, you know, blow the lead wide open or trim the lead down, maybe blow the game wide open if they're leading on us. Dub keeps us in those games consistently. So,
he's cleaned up some deficits for us before. Like, he's just – it's just crazy. Like, I think Dagnall needs to find a way to tell him every quarter is the fourth quarter. I think that's how you unlock, you know, Super Saiyan J-Dub. But yeah, man, he did a great job today. I think that half court shot really, really kind of propelled him into the fourth quarter. And after that, man, he just took over and did what he does.
And a lot of that too, it looks like we have Shea out there. Like if you couldn't see, you know, I mean, maybe the gate a little bit, but if all you could see was a jersey and you put a two on there, you would really think, I mean, with where the spots are, where he's trying to get to, the way he's getting the shots off. I mean, him fading to the left and getting that floater up over people is like one of the most unstoppable plays in the NBA. Right. And people know it's coming and they still can't stop it. And that's when you know a player is really good, is when they could just keep hitting you with what works and you know it's there, but oh well, like prayer is the only hope that you have to get him to not hit it. And a guy that can do that, I mean, we talk about in the fourth quarter, and I know it's at the beginning of the quarter, but like that's when games really get ramped up and you're digging in. And I mean, he's built for this. Like, he's mentally strong and he's there. And as a second, we forget he's in his second year. You know, this is Chet's rookie year. And as good as he is, like, J-Dub, you know, he wasn't supposed to be this good a year and a half ago. Right. Mm-hmm. Like he's on here on a team that's tied for first place in the West. And we're leading with him in the fourth quarter. It's his offense. It's his team to start the final frame. It just speaks to what the growth and development he's had. And a lot of that has come from him watching Shea every day in and out, every day, day in, day out, and really modeling some of his game after him. So what a luxury we have in being able to put the ball in his hands and just have him go to work.
And having like so many two-way, but like something I talk a lot about with the big three of Shea, Chet, Dub is the versatility of those guys. Mm-hmm. Not a single one of them is a liability on defense. They're all really good offensively. They don't have a lot of holes in their games, which is perfect because a lot of teams will have a big three where it's like, here's this super limited defensively offensive high-powered guard. Here's this big who's kind of lumbering on offense but is a fantastic defender. Like, not a lot of teams have the luxury of having your three best players, especially when it's like guard, wing, big, which is a fantastic trio to have, all having that type of versatility. And just some, like, it is crazy watching. There was one moment where Dub made just a fantastic play. I think it was one of those going left, fading, you know, kind of right-handed.
I was going to ask if that happened. I didn't feel like that happened a lot today, but I guess
it did in the bowling game.
Yeah, yeah, but this one, I don't remember.
Maybe it was on a floater. I think he had one where he was going left and then just stepped back and stopped and just shot it right over Paolo. Yeah, I think that was the shot. Maybe not Paolo, but someone.
Yeah.
Just he had a shot like that. And then I think it was like two or three in a row when the matchup were hitting a couple shots and the lead was getting trimmed. Like, I never felt super uncomfortable, but it got down to like six or seven in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And Dub just continued to hit shot after shot. I'm like, I like had a moment where I'm like, this dude's a second year player.
Yeah.
Like, that's absurd that he's this good. And he's carrying this much of the offensive load for maybe tomorrow, the one seed in the Western Conference, like halfway through the season, he's doing all this in his second season. And he might not have the numbers to back it up, but his impact is all-star level. And you give him until next season, I think it's going to be hard to keep him off the all-star game starting next year.
It's like, what do championship teams need? They always need that one project to pop. Golden State, it was Draymond Green. You know, for the Chicago Bulls back in the day, it was Tony Kukoc. You know, for San Antonio, it was actually Manu and Tony Parker.
Even Kawhi, who like,
yeah, he was not a,
actually popped. Like, this is our guy that we drafted at 12, and he's popping, and he's going to be, you know, an all-star in future seasons. He's going to be, you know, hopefully all NBA in future seasons. And he's just a guy that, like you say, he does not have any weaknesses in his game, and he complements the two other players that hardly have any weaknesses in their game.
I think another thing about just like thinking long term is that like J-Dub is a guy that I think at this point, if he was on his own, I think some, one of us was talking about it, like if he's on his own team, he's putting up like 25, 8, and 8, I don't know, but just something insane. And the fact is, like, if J-Dub's demeanor, it doesn't really feel like he's the kind of guy in the future that's going to be like, oh, I want to be on my own team. He kind of feels like he just wants to be like in this system, like not necessarily the one guy or the two guy, but
like, you almost have to ask, like, the first iteration of the Thunder, Harden, if they would have given him his money, would that would have been an issue? And I don't think it would have. So I think in this iteration, I think Sam Presti is preparing.
He's throwing the bag.
For exactly. To be like, you know what? SGA, J-Dub, Chet,
but
Max,
yeah,
everybody else, we have to compliment around it. We have to find some way.
I do think there's a difference though with Harden though, because I feel like he still would have wanted to be like, I don't want to be the third string. I don't want to be behind Russ and KD. But that's that's the thing we'll never know. But
I went down to the court early in the game. I was getting Shea to sign my jersey, and after I got him to sign my jersey, Dub was out there and he signed autographs. I'll tell a story about that later on. But like, Shea is just like he was robotic. Like, he's like, Sign.
Wait, like next, 10 next, minutes.
Not saying anything. Well, he's just trying to like rip through it, try to get back to in the locker room. Dub signing. He's talking. He's upbeat. He's happy. Mm-hmm. He's interactive. He's optimistic. Like, he's really happy. He fits the Thunder culture. He fits the Thunder community great. And like, on the court, man, he's just a problem, man. He's tearing up on both ends of the floor.
He's a problem. So.
A storyline. Everybody talked about Chet versus Paolo, but what?
Cone.
Shout out Papa John's.
Pay us our sponsorship.
Yeah.
People talked about Chet versus Paolo, but what people haven't really talked about, and you saw a little bit of it when they got matched up, was J-Dub versus Paolo, because Tubb was second in the Rookie of the Year voting behind him last year. Mm-hmm. I think that might have been a little extra incentive in that fourth quarter to like go right at his head a little bit and do some work. And nobody's really talked about that. And I bet Dub would say no. It was just I was doing my role and whatever. He would give whatever Sam Presti fed answer, but dog, like, you could tell that meant a little bit extra to him.
Paolo didn't have a good game either.
Oh,
he was not.
He almost got a triple double.
Picked it up a lot. Triple double. Yeah. Shot 8 of 19, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists.
Yeah. Now he had some nice passes.
Yeah.
He was doing. Yeah, the pass. I do remember a couple passes.
He was 1 of 8 going into halftime. Yeah. In the second half, well, they chopped.
He definitely picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing solid. Paolo's really good. All right, Alex, we're going to you, brother. What's your single large item? So my single large item is just the one of the biggest things that was talked about in the offseason leading into this season was how would we increase the physicality of this team? And would it be something that is grown within the team, or is something that we have to go get another player to kind of instill this? And I thought this game kind of showed the increase in physicality, you know, with Shea with the six and ones. You had, you know, basically Dub guarding Paolo Banchero, who is a huge individual. Like, that guy, I did not realize he was so big. He's a big boy. You had, you know, Chet out there. You had J-Dub. You had Kenrich out there battling against Goga Batatsi. Just the physicality that this team needs moving forward, and this and that we've worried about as far as, you know, where they're going to get it from and how they're going to show it. I just thought they did a great job this game in showing the physicality. They only lost the rebound battle by, I think, 4 rebounds, which is pretty much, you know, a nil battle.
We won the offensive rebound game.
We had that one possession. Yeah.
We got like four.
Yeah, that's probably
– didn't get a point out of it. No, but still, like, you know, that puts so much pressure on the defense. That puts so much pressure on the other team just, you know, battling for the boards. So I think, you know, just physicality-wise, this game just showed – how much better and how much tougher we are throughout the game. And it's something that's going to bode well when it comes to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, Kevin, we'll go to you, man. What you got?
I was going back and forth between a couple of things. I could take Chet. That's a pretty good pick. I could take the birthday boy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Birthday buckets.
He popped.
Man, I'll leave birthday boy for someone else. I'll talk about Chet. I'll be boring. Chet's really good.
He's so basic.
Yeah. So basic. Chet Holmgren.
But yeah, Chet finishes with. See, when the Papa John's ad came up, I was trying to open the box score. And for some reason, the app I usually use popped up with the Papa John's ad, which I've never seen in my entire life. 15 points for Chet, 8 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and a lot more plays that aren't going to show up on the stat sheet just to turn guys away from the rim, affecting shots. The defense has really been struggling the past few games. It's been rough up until the Portland game where, you know, we won by 62 points.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Defense has been struggling, and this Magic team isn't great offensively. They were missing a few guys, but I feel like the defensive effort was noticeably really solid today, like a lot better than it's been in a few of the other games. A lot of that was Chet. He was playing fantastic defense down low. He was huge down there, just, again, deterring guys away from even shooting at the rim. Great contest all over the place. A number of – like, he had 2 blocks, but it felt like there was more. I feel like Chet constantly just doesn't get blocks. I don't know if that's just
– it's a conspiracy.
I think at this point it's his reputation
that
like is causing saying, players to either shoot off-balance shots, shoot shots that they normally wouldn't shoot, or to just pass it out and just, you know.
That's true.
Pull out a drive where he just I'm out of here.
He's like, no. Yeah.
And it helps against a team like the Magic, who are not a good three-point shooting team. It helps when you have that guys down low because they want to get inside. They want to battle down low because they're not great at shooting threes. They shot 7 of 35 from deep tonight, 39 of 84 overall. That's 46.4%. How many turnovers did they have? It felt like a good 15.
We were really good on the turnover battle.
It felt like the defense was noticeably, like, better than it's been. Again, the Magic aren't a great offensive team. They were without Franz, Wendell Carter, Gary Harris, a few of their main guys, a number of their main guys. But even so, I felt like the effort was pretty good today. I really like what Chet brought to the table. Knocked down a 3, a couple big buckets while we're talking about J-Dub in the fourth quarter. Chet as well in the fourth quarter. Came in, hit a couple of those little turnaround mid-range jumpers that he likes to hit. He had a couple times where he just went to the basket, went right over guys, some step throughs. He had a couple of dunks. Dub and Chet have finally figured out, like, someone finally has chemistry with Chet on lobs. It's been amazing that he's starting to actually get thrown them. We just need Dub to kind of spread that wealth to everybody else. But yeah, I mean, he's just fitting in more and more, and he's been fantastic the entire season, but especially as of late. He's trying to make a little bit of an all-star case. I don't think he'll end up making it, but at the very least, the fact that it's a conversation in his rookie season is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
Go check out the song.
Go check out Dylan's song.
Check out the song on the channel on the YouTube.
Yep. He is an all-star. Like,
he's, even if he doesn't make the team, he's an all-star caliber player.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. And I don't think people are going to really, I mean, all defensive caliber player, the offense is huge for us. Yeah. Continue to see the arguments from people online, like, oh, you know, he's got Shea next to him. He's got like these playmakers to spacing, which, yeah, Chet's in a good position. But part of the reason we're in a good position is because of Chet.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
Yeah. Exactly. If, you know, Shea and those guys don't have a guy like Chet, because people talk about the impact that they have on Chet. No one talks about the impact that Chet has on them with the spacing he brings to the table, the defense that creates transition opportunities that helps us get into our offensive defense. He's let
Shea get a lot more aggressive on steals.
Exactly. It allows Shea to be more aggressive because he knows Chet's behind him. So people don't talk about that other half of the impact. You see it if you watch the games, but I know a lot of people don't. So that happens.
Sad. Very sad. Yeah, no, he's getting back to making his threes. You know, I think he missed like three in the first half.
Yeah, it was tough at the first half for him.
Yeah, he made two in a row there in the third quarter, and then he got open on the corner, which, you know, is like the most efficient like three in basketball, but not for Chet.
He hates it.
Like,
yeah, he never does.
That's his worst spot from the 3-point line. So, but yeah, no, Chet was awesome. He's great to see in person. Just like his motor, he never stops, man. Like, he had a couple of falls in the past couple of days that had me a little worried. Jeremy Grant tackling him in the Blazers game.
Was it great?
And one. He had one where he fell twice, like on the same play. Like, he fell forward and then caught himself and then slung his feet out to like where he landed on his butt. And I was like, Chet, I don't like that. Get off the floor, dude. So, anybody got anything else to say about
Real quick, kind of relating to what we were just talking about, Lou Dort on Chet's defense tonight. Whenever I get beat, I know Chet's down there getting our backs. It's huge. Literally.
Yeah, it allows us to play this scrambling defense that is just flummoxing everybody out there. It's razzle, man. We're swarming them.
Yeah. Did y'all see Dub tap his wrist and say Dub time in the fourth quarter tonight? Apparently he did that.
Did he?
That's awesome. Really? I need a video of that.
I probably was looking to the heavens and screaming my head off.
Yeah, Raybar, because Raybar tweeted out Jalen Williams on tapping his wrist and saying Dub time in the fourth quarter tonight. He said no comment.
That's where you play the Santa song.
Also, video. Dub has scored the most fourth quarter points in the NBA over the last 12 games, which calls for...
Oh, no.
He's coming to town. Oh, my God. Santa here? I know him.
Listen, I just gotta say, you know, I said that I talked to Dub a little bit before the game on the floor. I was like, you know, hey Dub, I came up with the Santa nickname. He's like, what? And I said it again. He kind of laughed while he was signing stuff, and then he looked back at me and was like, isn't it funny how that stuck around? I was like, my man, we got the verbal stamp. We got the verbal stamp.
That's so, a stamp. He didn't hate it. We appreciate that.
There we go. Shout out Dub. But no, we was talking about.
We're talking about Chet.
No, I was gonna say Raybar. Shout out Raybar, the wettest jumper in media.
Oh, I wasn't there, but he's so good.
Because Cohen was reading Raybar's tweet, so just gotta give a shout
out. And he can hit from the logo.
Can he really?
He's getting better.
Bro,
I know Raybar was good, but
Raybar is
logo Raybar.
One of the last games we're playing, it's a 3v3. It's me, my brother, who's sitting on the floor over there. And I don't remember who our third guy was, but there was three of us, and Raybar hits a couple of threes. I'm like, and I'm telling people, like, please don't leave him open. And he goes back to the, like, logo, and he's like, I'll let you shoot if you go from half court. He's like, okay. And he pulls it from half court and hits it. And I'm like, bro, come on. He says it's because he wanted to fit in another half court game.
J.J. Barea.
Which I'll believe him, but nah. Yeah, show the Raybar. Yeah, no. Some of the media games and stuff where Dylan almost died, which.
Yeah. We'll talk about that here a little bit. All right. So my single large item. You know, it's going to be about two guys. I'm going to cheat a little bit because, you know, I'm just going to talk about the bench.
Yeah, is it called the double large item?
I think it's like
single means one.
Like when you get a single burger, but you get double patties.
You feel good
about yourself. I got multiple toppings on it.
It's a rare onion ring in your fries kind of thing.
That's the best. Really, I'm just talking about two people, man. It was the birthday boy, as you guys said, Vasa Micic. Turned 30 today. Shout out, Vasa.
30-year-old rookie.
He had 9 points off the bench, which
is that? Seven. I think
it's
seven.
It was seven. Okay, I got him mixed up. So Joe had 9. He's the other guy I was going to talk about. And, you know, I mean, Vasa was just great, man. He was like a steadying force off the bench whenever, like, all the starters were off. It was just like it was him and, like, Joe and Wiggins and – Kaysen was out there. I think Keenan was out there with that unit. Maybe Ooze was at times, but like just in full command. He had a sick little shovel pass in transition to Isaiah Joe, which just
set up the most nasty left-handed hammer out of Isaiah Joe. Like, we saw two posters tonight, and it's from Shea and Isaiah Joe. Like, I mean, it's wild. It's wild. But, no, they provided great energy throughout the night. Obviously, the shot-making. Defense, Vasa was active on defense. I think he ended up with one steal. And, you know, Isaiah Joe, he's finding ways to affect the game when a shot isn't falling. You know, we were riding this hot streak like early in the year when he's knocking down like three or four threes a game on like crazy efficiency. Well, he's been in a little bit of a slump over the past month and a half. And, you know, he's finding ways to be more effective even when a shot's not falling. So, yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the bench, which the only people that really did anything was Vasa and Joe. So, shout out to them.
I just want to say about Vasa, it's starting to feel like, you know, he has about 10 games worth of film on him. And it's starting to feel like people are backing off of him to, like, maybe guard the pass a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's allowing him to drive in and get those little, like
– He had a couple of really nice finishes.
He had nice finishes. But, yeah, he's driving in now. Yeah. He's doing that little, you know, that little kick leg that to create separation. He's getting those layups, man. Like, you start to incorporate all that into the second unit, and this team is going to be extremely difficult to beat.
Yeah, man. No, he was.
Happy birthday, Vasa.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Music. All right.
I think I read that he's only like the second ever 30-year-old rookie. I think I read that. It's like him and Pablo Prigioni.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
That's hilarious.
Might be wrong, but he's one of them. Which
that's amazing. I feel like, you know, Jerry couldn't be with us on the pod tonight.
Well, hold on.
Oh, is
he want to call him?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Well, we saved his well for him.
I don't know how we're gonna do that on the stream yard because we won't be able to hear him.
Why not?
Because we can't hear. Done. The audio's off right now, though. We have double audio.
You know, it's a great B-roll.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, our entire podcast is made off of everybody kind of joining in and just talking.
That's true. I'm thinking audio, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. I did want to say Zay's moonball is back. He had one tonight.
Zay moonball.
Yeah, hey, best moment of the game. Best moment of the game. Official review, Tony Brothers. Called it against us.
He's so sassy.
And whenever we started booing, he gave us the Michael Jordan,
whatever that guy was, the crazy hair.
Guy.
It's the thing Jerry always tweets.
The Thunder challenge has been deemed unsuccessful.
Boo!
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, really?
That was the best.
He's an entertainer.
Him and what's the other? Kennedy, Bill Kennedy. He's great on that too. Like, I love whenever they look at the camera and decision. Sorry.
Scott Foster had that funny one where he was like, he went to it and was like, the challenge is successful. I think it was for the Lakers.
Oh, then he's like,
it was still going to result in them like having a foul in a different player.
Yeah.
He goes, call successful. They start cheering. He goes, you're not going
to like it. You're not going to like it.
Hey.
I remember that.
Oh, is it? All right, hold up.
So
we'll see. I mean,
okay.
The audio might be okay. We'll see. We'll try it.
Okay.
Jerry,
what is up?
We had a mechanical failure in the Chevy Cruze. It's like everybody else in the United States. Fucking worst car ever. Don't ever buy one.
Shout out Chevy. Cool. Never going to be our sponsor.
Fuck Chevy and the Cruze. Yeah, don't sponsor us. I'll fucking deny it.
I don't care which Chevy lose.
Yeah, more like Chevy bruise me in the asshole. Because I'm not doing this.
More like shit nose. Just keep doing this forever.
Jerry, we're talking about the game, man. We saved you, your boy.
Dude, no, I see the skyline. I'm hella jealous. I'm hella sad. I wish I was there with you guys. But yeah, I had to drive my girls home. Freezing cold, by the way. It was not.
You understand.
Yeah. You've been a good dad. Good husband, brother.
Yep.
So just want to tell everybody that showed up tonight. Yo, thank y'all for showing a bunch of fucking love. Like that was dope. The parlor showed a lot, but the game showed a lot more. And I just want to say I appreciate and love you guys, man. Like that was a big deal. Because none of us deserve the love that we get. I'll just be point blank, fucking blunt with you about it. Like none of us deserve this. But y'all allow us to have these great ass times and these memories mostly as like a group, right? Like this is something that we look forward to every single season going forward. And without y'all just promoting it and loving it and being about it, we wouldn't be where we're at. And tonight was just another great example of it. Be honest with y'all, like, it's a lot for me to have to like sit there and like put all this up together. It's a lot. Like, I'm playing phone tag all day. I'm getting my house ready for 4 fucking frat boys.
You had popcorn in your hat tonight, which was all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I took it off finally. I mean, I did, but you know, like, it's a lot. In all seriousness, it's a lot. And y'all showing up and just coming out, man, makes it all worth it. And it's not even about like some of like the shit that you would think about. It's just seeing everybody congregate and getting together is just something that's just amazing. Because we don't deserve this. I mean, Connor's like maybe the only one that deserves this.
Is that Rico?
Wait, we've been sitting here this whole time. Cone?
It's three.
Yes. No, he has a Hollywood Square. Yeah, no, he has a square at, you know, on Hollywood Boulevard. No, but in all seriousness, though, man, like, just appreciate the fuck out of everybody. Like, this was another great weekend. I know as a unit, we didn't accomplish as much as we wanted to. We've got to thank hangovers, terrible weather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Terrible weather.
Yeah.
But sorry. I'm just happy that we got to make it happen. Okay. And I mean, you guys are at least together. I'm not there, you know, but y'all are together. Everybody's having a good time, and that's all that matters. So, to everybody that's a fan, I hope you guys had a great time, because that's all I wanted. I just wanted everybody to have a great time. That's it. So,
you did a good job, Jerry.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
Hell yeah, dog.
You did a good job, Jerry.
Nobody works for room like Champagne Jerry.
Nobody.
Well, yeah, that car though. Hey, if you're a Chevy dealership and you want to fix my wife's car for free, go ahead and just fucking hit me up in the chat, because I will greatly appreciate that. There's about to be another $300 bill gone. So, no, man, it's. I hope, and honestly, like, all you guys that came from out of town, Rolls, Dylan, Cone, I hope y'all had another great time. Like, that's all that I care about, is you guys having a great time.
I hope y'all did.
I hope everybody enjoyed it, and just everything that kind of unfolded, you know, the last couple of days. I mean, Dylan had a broken nose and he recovered. We had the most terrible fucking weather that you can hope for, you know, for an event. And everybody still showed up. Like, this is just a great weekend. And I appreciate the shit out of everybody. From my brothers to everybody that just showed up, I appreciate y'all. What the fuck are you talking about back there?
No.
Alex is struggling to turn the window sill right now.
Yeah. I'll just say issues. The weather may be bad, but let's run this thing back in January or in June for the parade, huh?
Yeah.
6 months.
There we go.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Money, Jerry's.
We'll see.
You know, 6 months.
No, no motherfuckers getting a hotel next time. I'm not carrying all you guys at my house again. Ever. Ever again. No, I'm totally good. But, tonight was a night, man. And I hope you all had a good time. I truly do. I hate that I didn't get to sit there and record this with you guys and give everybody, you know, hugs around the neck. To you five right there, because I only see you guys once a year. I mean, Tierney is like twice a year, maybe. Alex is like twice a year, if that, you know. Hey, no, I'll give y'all credit. It's more than my dad ever did. But
there it is. Every year.
But the rest of you guys, like, I love the shit out of you, man. This is why I work hard to try to put it on, is for you three. Really and truly. I work really hard and I kiss a lot of fucking ass. Even though I don't want to make it happen. I almost cussed out one of the chicks down low tonight because she just had a bad attitude.
Oh no, not another.
Jerry,
say anybody can get it.
Bro, no, like, come on, dude. You work for an NBA team. Your attitude would be a lot better. Like, come on now. Get out of here with all that shit. Like, kick rocks. Your bad attitude, say that for your shitty boyfriend who probably has a 2-inch pecker.
Oh, no.
All right.
Hey, we want to have a third annual.
Thank you, Thunder, for helping us
out. All right.
Fuck you, Chevy.
No. In realness, though, shout out to Cole Douglas. Yeah. If you need to take a rep, let me know. I got you guys. He's the best in business. He cares. He loves what we do. And it's just a blessing to have people in your corner. So I hope y'all have a good rest tonight. I'm just, I got stuck at the house, so I hate it, but it is what it is. Y'all keep recording. I'll see like four of y'all later on tonight. Call me whenever you guys get here and I'll open the garage for you. All right.
You better stay up. We got to talk about gooses again.
Mm. Hey, gooses, geese.
Don't. Hey. Goose is fucking deleted from our vocabulary. We're grown men. All right. Quit saying goose. Quit it.
I don't know what's going on.
Only children say goose.
Hey, you honestly don't want to know what's going on.
It's a quote unquote inside joke.
I won't even ask.
It's not inside. It's outside, inside, left side, right side. It's stupid. So don't let Moles and Dylan hype it up because it's terrible. Okay. So
bad. Cool.
No, but real talk, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming out. I hope it was just as awesome as it could be, with all the variables that we had going on. And till next year, man. Till next year. So
for sure, man.
Appreciate you, Gary.
Make it happen.
Appreciate you guys. I really do. Y'all enjoy it. Have a good night. And I'm going to sign off because I got a crazy-ass dog and I got to wait on these guys.
Get out of that dog.
Papa Cone. Hey, tell Papa Cone I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck happened up there tonight.
It's all good. Mike and I shook hands. I showed him who was boss.
Well,
hey,
you took a page out of my book. I appreciate that because I was ready to fight somebody. Now Rye could have got fucked wearing that shirt in our arena. I was actually hoping he got kicked out, but he did. So,
kind of didn't.
Yeah.
He was told to re-exit after trying to re-enter.
Oh yeah. That was the night before. Yeah, so that was a joke. So,
yeah.
No, but dead ass. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Everybody that came out tonight. I appreciate you guys. And this is just one of many in the future. I'm gonna work hard to make it happen. So all you all got to do is just show up and I'm going to try to make the best experience for everybody invited. So with that said, my dog is fucking won't shut the fuck
up. Bella.
Yeah. Bella has no chill. Y'all take care. Enjoy. Dylan or Maddie. Hey, if I fall asleep, just call me over and over and over again like a crazy ex-girlfriend, and I'll let y'all in the house, all right?
All right. I got you.
All right, y'all. Hey, Pop Cone, if you can hear me, I love you, man. I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for coming out again.
Yeah, my boy.
All
right.
Thanks, brother.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Later, y'all.
Yep. Bye, Jerry.
You do nothing.
Shout out Jerry
popping in.
Yeah,
Chevy. Jerry did a lot of hard work to set us up with this ticket rep and with the parlor and welcoming us into his home. Shout out Dre as well, putting up with our crap.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the homie Nina and Bella and all the cats as well. So shout out Custis Stevens. But that feels like a good time to take a break, and then we're going to talk about our experience with the fan event after word from our sponsors.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks, man.
I've been working. Good stuff, dude.
I usually forget about it.
Honestly. Good ad break, Dylan.
Actually, there's probably like 8 ad breaks before that. Like, Dylan be putting them like every 10 minutes.
A lot of ad breaks.
What, hey, if it's over an hour, it's getting 2 ads, all right? And we're back after that ad. As Jerry so eloquently got, I have a mild concussion, boys. I can't talk. As Jerry so eloquently described, we had a fan event today. We got to meet a lot of our listeners, a lot of our followers on Twitter. And as me and Tierney found out, a lot, like somebody that doesn't even follow us on Twitter or anything like that, they found us on YouTube. So
shout out to everyone.
Shout out to Matthias.
Matthias. Matthias. Yeah.
Shout out to Tierney.
Shout out to Tierney. You made that happen, man. You made that happen.
Doing it.
But I just kind of want to, Jerry, we let Jerry cook. We let Jerry have Tierney's rant there. So I kind of was just going to go around the room and talk about like what your favorite part of the whole experience has been. And I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going with Alex this time.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
Common thing.
It was, no, it was just awesome to see so many people there for the same thing, man. Yeah. Like whenever we first started this venture, 3 years ago, three and a half, four years ago, in our minds, to get this big, to get to the point where we're asking people to go to a game to celebrate our podcast, to celebrate, their listening to our podcast, it's just something that I never thought would be possible. We, of course, as Thunder fans, you always probably look at, like, Down a Duck, and you hear about their fan events, and you're like, man, I wonder, what it takes to get that together. I wonder what it takes to kind of set that up, how many fans you have to have, how many listeners you have to set that up. And just you guys coming out and supporting, the fact that some of these people are coming out from completely out of state, Washington State, Brownsville, Texas,
Seattle, Utah,
Washington, Seattle isn't Washington State.
Sorry.
New York.
Geographies.
Yeah, I mean, the boys in the podcast, you talk about New York, you're talking about, 90 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. You're talking about Nebraska. You're talking about Kentucky.
I was waiting for it.
And we would love to have one other guy from Washington State.
Ron Dolan.
Love it.
Come on, Dolan. To have people bring out family members, to have people bring out friends to come share in this, it's just an awesome thing, man. It's an awesome experience, and it's something that I never thought I would get to experience. And I am 100% happy that I'm with you guys. I'm 100% happy that we went and did this venture together 4 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago. And it's just been awesome since then. So can't wait for the third annual Topic Thunder.
Bigger and better, man. Bigger and better.
Keep growing.
Colin, we'll go to you, man. What you got?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just surreal. Every time someone's like, yo, I'm so and so. Like, I follow you on Twitter, or like, oh, I've watched your videos, or like, I love the podcast, things like that. Like, it's legitimately mind blowing the fact that that is something that people like. I don't know. Just every time someone's like, someone says Cone and like knows who I am, or says, oh, like Topic Thunder, the YouTube stuff. It's just it's mind blowing every time anyone talks about that stuff. It's never gotten any more normal, and just the amount of people like. Over 100 people showing up because they want to hang out with us and, shoot a half court shot, which is cool. Take a picture on the court and stuff, but, showing up to Parlor beforehand and, hanging out, just like talking, showing up to the game afterwards, the half court shot, all these other things. It legitimately is surreal. Like, I think that's the only word I can use to describe it. Super fun weekend. Again, shout out to Jerry, shout out to Cole. The Thunder for having us set things up. And we're just extremely grateful. A couple highlights I want to throw out there are the Thunder media game was super fun, playing with all the other guys, Raybar, again, a sniper. Shout out to everyone that was there that was hooping in the middle of an earthquake. Apparently, I learned earthquake happened. I was on the court. I come off, and I'm talking to my brother Dylan, who's bleeding out of his face.
I have an ice pack on my nose, and Ryan's like, "Is that an earthquake?" I'm like, "Bro, I don't know."
Yeah, Dylan was could have been hallucinating. We never would have known, but thankfully, we had someone who was not mildly concussed that was over there. Like, yeah, there was an earthquake, which was crazy. Didn't even know that happened, but yeah, the Thunder media runs were super fun. Looked forward to it from last year, and it was you know, looking forward to again this year. Topic Thunder improved performance. We were undefeated until Dylan broke his face.
Yep.
So yeah, we need
to keep door, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dylan decided to break his face. So we'll have to continue to build off that one next time. Dylan will not deal with
Russell Westbrook played with a freaking dent in his face. Like, step your game up, man. Mm-hmm.
Disappointed that Dylan is not up to
good point, Alex. Good point, Alex. Morning.
But yeah, between the Thunder media game, the Blazers game, seeing them win by 62 points, and, like, we're all there together.
That was so fun.
Never seen that ever in my life.
Living and dying with every miss and make.
Thunder have never won by that much. You know, we're up 12 going into the fourth quarter. We're yelling, like, put in Shea, put in Chet, like, get this, you know, get the lead higher. We won the 74, you know, to erase the record mark after the game said it's our record, which is kind of hilarious.
Legendary.
Yeah, kind of hilarious. But yeah, and then, of course, you know, today with the whole media event, or not media event, but the fan event, you know, seeing all y'all at the park, all you taking pictures and things like that, getting to meet some people from the Thunder, got to talk to Royce Young for a little bit, shout out to him, which was super
cool.
Yeah, getting to talk to him for the first time. And again, we all got close on the off-court shots. None of us here made it. We did have someone make it, thankfully, but none of us here got it. You know, next year, there's always – we got more years ahead of us.
There's more years.
Next year, we're almost going to hit it, but no, extremely grateful, like, do not feel like, you know, Jerry kind of mentioned it, but never feel like deserve this level of love and support from all y'all. But y'all give it, y'all show it out, and we can't be more thankful for that. So we appreciate y'all for real.
Heck yeah, man.
Can't do any of this without you guys.
Hell yeah, dog.
We're going to Moles here, man.
I'd like to first and foremost shout out Brahms and their bag of burgers.
625.
Having grown up here, but having not lived here since 2004, I crave it. I crave Brahms, and so it's always nice to get that taste of home coming back.
You're like the Green Goblin with the mask, but it's Brahms.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, it's the power of the bag of burgers is real.
It's up in his bag.
And then also, of course, the media runs. It's just cool to see people from many different like publications and sites and contributors that, you know, could have animosity with one another. It's a you know, tide rises all boats type of thing, and everybody supports each other, and really seeing you know Thunder Twitter comes together like in events like what we had, but also just to see the Thunder media folks come together too, and there's kind of a camaraderie there with having to go through supporting the team that when they weren't so good, and now the team's really fun to follow, and there's a lot of content, and we've got a million picks and all that stuff. It's really cool to see us come together and improve relationships that way. Kind of a snippet. It would be dope if the rest of the world and the rest of reality was kind of like that. And then being able to do that with my brothers that I met on Twitter and then have met in real life. And it's just gotten to be kind of a cool thing. My wife doesn't think it's so weird anymore me to travel to hang out with folks. And then most importantly, being able to meet all of the people that supported this. So we're so grateful for y'all getting to meet people that, you know, were a little apprehensive, like Hayden at first, like he didn't come last year, and then he showed out, and one of our biggest supporters. I mean, he's, you know, kind of A1 since day one type of person, and seeing all the people come back from last year and just how excited they were to do this and run this back again. Folks that came from Springfield, Missouri, right? They just made the drive. Got an Airbnb and all that. Like, it's just, it's so dope that people, one, you know, are invested in us, their time and their resources, which are scarce right now. It's not lost on me the sacrifice people had to make to be here. With that, and then just how invested they are, like, in the pod and with us as people. Like, it's just really dope to be able to see Twitter come to real life. And I never thought I'd be a part of something like this. So I'm grateful to all of y'all. I'm grateful to all of y'all. And I'm very excited about June with the parade and next year, hopefully in March when we do this event again.
I think it's just so funny that when we first started this, you didn't have any kids. You only had two.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, he didn't have any kids.
Dolan didn't have any kids.
You had your squad.
Yeah, I had my squad already.
You're starting five.
four.
Oh, yeah. I was including you, man.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. But yeah, like, Dolan didn't have any kids. Like, wow. It's just crazy, man, that, like, you know, we've gone through this and we've gone through this. Like, we've gone through life and we've gone through, you know, a rebuild. We've gone through a pandemic, like, and we've all stuck together. And that's been awesome to share that with you guys.
Everything from the earth-shattering news of the Paul George trade to the NBA shifting news of the benefits of the Paul George trade. Ooh, like, it's kind of dope to see it come full circle.
Hey, Alex, thanks for Shea.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Clippers fans.
It's Clippers fans.
Yeah.
Sorry. Those, what the fuck? Those exist? Clippers fans exist?
You just now figured that out?
Oh, okay. One of four. Got you. Cool.
There are at least 10 of them.
Yeah, at least.
Shout out Alex. He put on his name
tag. Him and Clipper Daryl. That's about it.
He put on his name tag for the parlay. He said, Alex, Clippers fan, you're welcome on his name tag.
That's a good name tag.
Oh, all right. Tony, let's go to you, bro.
Yeah, I was going to – I mean, you guys talked about a lot of things I was going to mention. I'll be a little bit repetitive, but – the meetup today at the parlor was fun. The record number of Alex's we had, I think, like 7 or 8. It's fantastic when you put that out right away. I do want to also shout out Dom. He's super cool. I knew him on Twitter, but like he's such a fun hang. I met Chloe too, who was with them, and I can't remember. Chloe's it's her boyfriend. I can't remember his name right now, but we found out together that we both can't smell, which was awesome. Man. And so we can like
you can't smell.
I can't smell. I thought I told you guys this, but I guess I didn't.
No.
Forever? I've never been able to smell.
Is this like Earth? Like this? Hold on.
Breaking news.
What is that condition called?
I don't know.
No, it's called shit. You got the short end of the stick.
Yeah. I don't know why it happened, but
so like literally I could rip one right here and like you would smell.
Why are you and I figuring this out at the same time?
Yeah.
Like
I was breaking the fourth wall. You out there.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
I didn't know he couldn't smell. You didn't know it probably. If I didn't know.
It's getting real meta. It's getting real meta. But yeah, we shared that bond today.
I know Howard Beck is gonna come back and say some shit about that. I already know that.
Yeah.
Doug Beck.
Yeah. I was like, who's Doug Beck? Yeah.
Howard Beck's the buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so we shared a lot of moments there because like you can't taste certain things and it's just like a whole, you have to, it's like being, it's like a disability, but like the least convenient kind or the most convenient type. So anyway, we shared that. So that was a cool part of the experience there. And then at the game, like, yeah, it just, the fact that it grew as much as it did was really cool to see. I don't know how I feel like nobody watches. Like, I don't know why I get that feeling, but I feel like nobody ever watches. And then we come here and it's like, oh yeah, we actually have a ton of people that will watch. And so it's just like a cool little experience. People are sharing things that I'm not.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
getting distracted.
Sorry.
It's okay. No.
Shout out Daniel Bell who got locked in the parking garage.
You know, like I was thinking you know, I'm just gonna go and grab my stuff and just walk over here and just leave my car over there. Thank goodness I did.
Yeah, nah, that would be bad.
It was parking garage.
The Prairie Surf.
Okay, I'm not there.
That'd be bad.
Thank God.
Yeah, but yeah. Terry, we were about to find out he couldn't smell. He was about to find out his car was stuck.
Yeah, it's just full of surprises. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a cool thing.
My couple of things I have. First of all, I just gotta say, Top of Thunder listeners move the needle. So you know, we talked about the crowd a little bit tonight. Our listeners started the MVP chants early in the second quarter, like our section, and it quickly carried through the arena, and it got louder every time. So shout out to them. And then they had the weather update on the Notre Dame Bush. Everybody booed the weather update.
We hated it so much.
Oh, that was a highlight of the night. That was amazing. No, my big thing is just shared experiences, man. Like, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, all these people coming from like all across the United States just to come together and like, you know, not just watch Thunder basketball, but like, you know, like congregate, like, you know, be a part of each other's lives. Like, you know, at the parlor, at the meetup, like a lot of our conversations isn't about Thunder basketball. It's about what's going on in your life. Like, what do you do? Where are you from? Like, you know, what's your family like? You know, we're trying to, you know, like actually connect with the people and, you know, and vice versa. Like, you know, one of the first things that people asked me whenever they came up to me was like, how's Nova? Like, you know, like you guys are like locked in my family like that. So like, you know, I definitely appreciate that, you know, or you asked me how my nose was, which, I was struggling a little bit, but the, the mild concussion was concussioning a little bit, but no, man, I mean, it was awesome to kind of also bring my worlds together. I got two of my best friends came over here and met my pod crew, so we had a great time on that.
It's nice to trips to one of your best friends after doing that.
Yeah, you're really good friends.
Shout out Trevin for breaking my nose, but I also broke his shoulder. So
dynamic duo, head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders, absolutely. So, I mean, it was just awesome, man. Like, I didn't get to interact and like talk to everybody at the event because, like, you know, for one, like, not everybody showed up to the parlor. But, like, you know, I walked down, like, towards the court while we were all congregating in the section waiting to go onto the court. And I was just looking up and, like, just people that I haven't got to talk to before, people that I don't know from Adam. But, like, you know, people have come up and just, like, you know, thank you for what you do. Love the Twitter. Love the podcast. You know, I listen on Apple. I follow on YouTube. And, like, it's just mind-blowing. Love and support. Y'all show up and show out. I talk about it all the time whenever you guys send in Twitter requests. You show up and show out. And you guys – did that in real life, man, too tonight. So, yeah, it's all I gotta say, man. Like, I'm just blown away by the love and support. I mean, we've all kind of said the same things in different ways.
We did, yeah.
But I mean, it just shows, like, it rings true, man. Like, it's true and mind blowing experience. You know, last year we had 89 tickets sold. This year we had over 130 tickets. I don't know what the final count was, but you know, this thing's just going to keep growing. Like, you know, like I said, next time bigger and better. Like, we're going to try to keep adding on to it. You know, we didn't actually get the players to come out and interact with us, but, you know, we got to see Trey Mann. We got to see Josh Giddey. We got to see Shea walking across the court, you know, and Shea acknowledged me, but, you know, Josh Giddey and Trey kind of gave a wave to the fans, and everybody loved that. So it was,
you know, we can't all be done.
No,
we can't.
Yeah. I yelled at Shea, and then I got yelled at for yelling at Shea. So, I mean, you could be, maybe you get yelled at, but no, man, it was just it was an absolutely awesome experience. I can't wait to do it again next year. And that's kind of what I say. Anybody else got anything to add before we close out this super long podcast?
Just one more time. We really appreciate y'all, for real. Like, you know, we do this thing. Y'all showed up. Like, I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, like, it's such a, you know, a deal, which, by the way, it is, to go on to get, like, the tickets and the half-court shot and the picture and everything like that. But, like, you know, we can't do this without y'all. Like, none of this would have been able to set up. Like, if y'all didn't show up last year, it might not have been a year or two. You know, now we've got a year three in it, probably a year four, and it's just going to keep going and going because y'all show up. So without y'all, year two wouldn't even happen. And it was, you know, an improvement on year one. It's going to keep growing, and we really appreciate y'all, for real. Can't do it without you.
Can't wait for, you know, year two and a half when we celebrate in June.
Yeah.
Year three and a half when we celebrate in June again.
Yeah.
So just –
not one, not two, not three.
Oh, no.
That didn't work out super well last
time.
Yeah, no,
we
I mean, it was a run of they did get two.
They did get two.
And I'm cool with two.
I'm great. I'll take one. I'm great with
that.
A resume.
All right. It
was
that.
Shout out Dylan, by the way. He did a lot of you did a lot of promoting for this.
He did.
Yeah.
You were sacrificed his nose for this event.
A big reason why a lot of people showed up. Big reason. So shout out.
Yeah, and I, you know, I mean, we don't get anything from the Thunder for this event. Like, I don't want it to get twisted. Like, the reason I'm pushing this out is I want people to share in this experience because, like, somebody said in the chat, like, this is one of the best days of my life. Like, this was one of the best experiences I've had in my life. And he says 29 years old. He said, this is the best experience I've had 29 years. So we want people, like I said, shared experience. We want you to share this experience. So if you missed out this year, I know a few people did. I know a few people got sick, weather or some other circumstances that bought tickets that wasn't able to make it. Be sure you make it this year, or be sure you make it next year. Take your flu shots. You know, plan ahead on your travel. Like, you don't want to miss out because, like I said, bigger and better next year. But with that being said, fellas, I think we're going to put this pod to a close. We will be back. When did y'all say we play again? Sunday?
Monday?
We played Monday.
We're on the road.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We have two games in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. So
back to back nationally televised.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Oh, for real?
Okay. One of the TV, one on TNT, I think.
Yeah. Sweet.
So kind of half national.
So we got jam packed week next week. We got the back to back LA trip, and we have two awesome guests.
Super guests.
Really awesome guests.
First, we've got the friend of the pod, Jake Fisher, is returning of Yahoo Sports. He's going to be talking with probably just Alex.
Yes.
During the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alex will be. I'm gonna be there. Okay, yeah, call my pop in.
For some trade scuttlebutt as it's ramping up. On a Tuesday.
I'll let you know.
So that will be dropping on Tuesday afternoon. Definitely don't want to miss out on that because for once the Thunder might actually be players at the trade deadline. So it's gonna be a good time. And then Friday, Alex Spears and Down to Dunk will also be joining us.
Another ass.
Al Baby Cakes.
Al Baby Cakes. Shout out Al Baby Cakes. Very excited to have him on. Obviously, like, super knowledgeable on the Thunder, but also just like
fun.
It feels like a really fun time.
He's a fun guy. Yeah.
Continuing the Alex agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Alexes that came through.
40 Alex. Like, your name is probably Alex.
Yeah. Everyone listening right now.
Shout out Alex Borjak, who missed the Alex picture, by the way.
Yeah. We were one short of the picture he posted.
It's okay. We only would have gotten his chest down because the guy's like,
he's a big boy.
It's freaking huge. So, all right. For the sixth time, I'm going to go ahead and put an end to this podcast. I hope everybody has a great night.
Absolutely.
God bless.
Absolutely.
Hope when you can. And as always,
Thunder up! And look out for this t-shirt, baby.
Oh.
Coming soon.
Oh.
Now I got to actually end this recording.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
I'm using the right.
Oh my god, we already recorded. There's so much pressure.
Damn, I got back.
Guys, don't say anything. Don't say anything controversial.
Oh, dang.
Darn.
That's a great view.
Oh my god, how dare you?
Okay. Something controversial.
Are you ready?
It's funny.
God damn it.
Cone, what is your freaking problem?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.